This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden's top national security aide has met with Saudi Arabia's crown prince amid long-standing tensions between the White House and the kingdom. The state-run Saudi press agency acknowledged the meeting Sunday night between Jake Sullivan and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in Jeddah, a Red Sea port city now at the heart of seaborne evacuations from the fighting in Sudan. The state news report says only that the men reviewed strategic relations in a meeting that included other American officials. Later, Sullivan took part in a meeting with the Crown Prince and national security advisors from India and the neighboring United Arab Emirates. Russia's Wagner Group appears to do a 180 on a Bakhmut withdrawal. VOA's Joe Ramsey explains.
Russia's Wagner mercenary group appeared on Sunday to ditch plans to withdraw from Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine, saying they had been promised more arms by Moscow and suggesting they may keep up their assault on what Russia sees as a stepping stone to other cities in the Donbas region. Ukraine's general in charge of the defense of the besieged city said late on Sunday that Russia had intensified shelling, hoping to take Bakhmut by Tuesday, but he vowed to do everything to prevent it. May 9th is Victory Day in Russia, marking the anniversary of the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says there are no good options for the United States to avoid an economic calamity if Congress fails to raise the nation's $31 trillion-plus borrowing limit in the coming weeks. In a TV